Neil, it looked decent for an hour, but once you'd conceded.
Yeah, well, I thought our game plan frustrated them very much so, to only one chance in the first half. And then we had a couple of chances ourselves, which is okay on the counter-attack, which we had worked on during the week, to try and frustrate a team of Sheffield's magnitude at their own place was decent enough. But I think they get a lot of luck and a lot of help from the first goal that they score, which is a free kick against Emerson Boyce. It should have been a free kick. He's been bodged off the ball, and Sharps has put it in the back of the net, and the second one's a quality finish. So that's the difference between the two teams, I think. One goal which shouldn't have been allowed, and one quality finish.
Yeah, Chris Basham made a very deliberate attempt to block out Emerson, didn't he?
Yeah, we're hoping that the referee can see that, and as I say, he's bodged him out the road. It was a clever free kick, but it was a foul in my opinion, and the referee's got a free view and he should have seen it, and he should have given a free kick.
Just the way it's going when you're down where you are in division?
Well, it is. It's a harsh lesson. As I said, I thought we defended much, much better. I thought we passed the ball much better. So we've had a good response from the second half against Burton. But same again, no points. And that's the most frustrating and disappointing thing of the 90 minutes today.
New centre-back pairing. And they did well together, Tom Aldred and Clark.
Yeah, as I said, they've kept two really, really... very good centre forwards, very, very quiet with no chances. And you know, as I said, we've conceded a free kick which should have been a foul, and a quality finish where he's run through. Maybe he's could have got a little bit closer to him, but it was a quality finish right in the bottom corner.
And still taking positives from this, your side has showed that you can play a different formation, the 4-1-4-1.
Well, we can play a different formation, and everybody's there to see that we're giving it our best shot. We're just being heavily punished at the moment, but. You know, we're showing signs of improvement, and we just need that little bit of luck to try and get a few more points and get that first win. And then the performances all the way through was much better, not just 20 minutes here and 45 minutes there. It was all the way through, I thought. Even when we conceded the two goals, we still kept that, still tried to pass the ball, and we created a really good chance as well towards the end. So no just rewards for amount of hard work that we've done today.
Is it a blessing for you this week that you've no midweek and you've got a full week on that training ground?
No, it's great. We've had a busy week with short numbers that we have, of course, yes. But we'll get back on the training ground, top up the fitness, and make sure that we're ready for the Walsall game on Saturday.
Your words, short numbers. You told us on Thursday you hope to have reinforcements by today. Obviously, that hasn't happened. How close are you to adding this week?
Well, we're inquiring, and we're waiting for an answer coming back. So watch this space, I suppose.
You told us as well that you had a couple of knockbacks from experienced players this week who'd chosen to go elsewhere. Why do you think that is?
Well, they've obviously looked at the situation and thought that they're going to go somewhere else, and that's their prerogative. You know, I'm trying to bring players in that want to play for the football club, and I'll continue to do that.
Does it get harder or easier as that window comes to a close?
Well, I think it becomes harder because we're not getting many points. There's some decent performances, but not over the whole 90 minutes. But I think there's an improvement there, and hopefully everybody can see that. It's not for the lack of trying, that's for sure, and it's not for the lack of getting outplayed or getting outdone. We're playing some big teams and some good teams that have got lots of experience in this league, and we're just coming short at the minute. We have to remain positive. We have to keep on working hard on the training ground, and the first win and a few more points will come along, I'm sure.
Jack Redshaw down to the bench, purely for tactical reasons, I would guess. How did he take it?
Yeah, he was fine about it, no problem at all. I explained why I did it. I needed to try and shore that defence up and making sure that we stopped the supply into the front two, because they're a dangerous front two, and we certainly did that for over an hour. Obviously, we conceded a goal which shouldn't have been a goal, and then I've changed the try formation to try and get back into it. Made a couple of chances, passed the ball a lot better, but got done on a great finish in the bottom corner, and that's sometimes the way it goes. Sometimes you don't get the luck that you deserve.